Don't go to the Applecord HQ. I never would have gone if I'd known what really went on there. But curiosity and a misplaced cord invite had a way of making decisions feel inevitable. It started the same way everything Brimmy does. Discord. My roommate Tyler invited me to this cord channel one evening saying, "Hey, come check out this new group. It's chill, everyone is super nice." I clicked the link expecting a few people talking about grooming kids and sharing pee. But like always it was that. But as the night wore on, things started to feel off. The conversations rapidly degenerated into talking about wearing diapers and all kinds of sick roleplay scenarios involving children. I was shocked and disgusted at this. But then I heard the cord notification ping, a direct message from the group admin. "We think you'd enjoy visiting us in person. Come by the Applecord HQ at HQ 520 English Town RD, Monroe TWP, NJ08831. I laughed nervously, assuming it was a joke. But curiosity, that same curiosity that always leads to bad decisions, won. I asked my roommate Tyler to lend his car since mine got into an accident after a Jarta cook stole my catalytic converter. When I arrived, the building looked small and it was surrounded by a large creepy forest. I noticed that the front door to the home was open but there was no light at all. But when I heard someone say, "Hey, you finally arrived, our group ABDL gooning session is starting in 5 minutes, so come in," I willingly stepped inside the home, but the moment my feet hit the carpet, the air changed. It reeked of sweat and dirty laundry. And that's when I met him, I would say her, Cassidy Rain Martin. And that's when I realized Cassidy is actually a fat disabled furfag pooner on a wheelchair. Cassidy was unnervingly calm, with a creepy pooner smile that didn't quite reach her eyes. She welcomed me warmly, gesturing me deeper into the HQ. "You've come a long way, my kitten. We've been expecting you. Don't worry, we will take good care of you." At FIRSWT, the place seemed tame, until the smell of stinky diapers aped my nose, along what appeared to be a furfag costume of a rat with stains all over it wearing a diaper. Before I could react, Cassidy grabbed me and compelled me forward. And that's when I heard the cries and screams of people trapped in the HQ begging to be released. Thankfully, I was able to push her hand off me, leading to her falling of her wheelchair and hitting the back of the head on the corner of the table. I ran as fast as possible out of the house and her into Tyler's car. And I drove off as fast as possible. I shouldn't have gone. I regret it. Every curiosity-driven step led me close to terror I can't unsee. If you ever get an invite, if you ever get an email from nyankers@gmail.com, don't answer to it. Don't go to 520 English Town RD Monroe TWP NJ08831. Whatever waits inside the Applecord isn't meant for anyone.